Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. For 35 years, New Life has been transforming lives one at a time thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi there. Welcome to New Life Live. So great to be with you. And I've been out for a little bit. We had a great spring break. Went down to Myrtle Beach. Had a great time there. It was hot. Wonderful. And glad to be here. 1-800-229-3000 if you want to join us here today to talk about Easter or anything. When I say us, I'm talking about Dr. Alice Benton. Hello, Alice.
Hi. So good to be back with you. I've missed you, Steve.
Thank you, and thanks for your note saying you missed me. I realized that that was just an attempt to be on radio more. And then Mark Cameron is here. Alice has it. Here's the deal. Alice has a PhD. Mark doesn't need one because he has a British accent.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
And so when you have that accent, you really don't need it that much. But we'd love to talk with you, 1-800-229-3000. And, you know, I was talking with a gentleman this morning, and he was talking about coaching is for people who want to set goals and positive things, but counseling for those that have problems. And I challenged that a little bit to say that, well, don't all of us have problems? Don't all of us have a need for counseling? I know I do. I go every week. And to separate out that people that go to counseling are the sick people. And then the other people that are healthy, they can just go to a coach, isn't exactly correct. And anybody that's struggling with some unresolved stuff or really struggling with things that are holding you back, that's what counseling is for. And coaching is also for when we want to move forward and can't find out what's standing in the way. But this weekend, we're also going to do a thing called Emotional Freedom. It's our workshop to deal with those things. So if you don't like counseling, come join us this weekend for Emotional Freedom. I think it's going to be a very, very good experience, especially this time of year when all of us had hopes that this new year was going to be great and then turns out to be kind of like the old year. Why is that? Why doesn't it change with a few of our great resolutions at the beginning of the year or end of the old one? What do you guys think?
Oh, I think that the struggles of life just obviously never end. And even though it's good to start the year with new goals and new hopes, we also have to start with the acceptance and the realization that this is going to be another tough year, because they all are. Yeah. And so in order to really prepare for it and persevere through it, one of New Life's principles that has been sustaining for me is to get into the coaching or counseling that you're talking about, or one of our New Life recovery groups, because inevitably we will face another big problem. And so by having built-in community, or by already getting into to do that work that you were talking about, Steve, it prepares us for the next problem that's coming in only a matter of time. And then it also helps us, though, to savor and enjoy the good times between the significant problems in our life.
Yeah, I think it's good for us to have intent, right? Because that's how we have an idea to get something done. But it's often the practice piece of doing those things that can be the hardest. And so, yeah, having a plan, having accountability, getting into a group, having a coach, like you're saying, Steve, starting with a counselor, those are all great practical ways just to kind of get yourself in the game.
Well, Emotional Freedom is this weekend. And let me give you two issues that you could benefit by joining it. If you've never gotten over your mother, which is something we all need to do, or there's this father wound, it keeps cropping up, we'll help you with that. 1-800-NEW-LIFE for emotional freedom. To join us right now, 1-800-229-3000. Mark Cameron, Dr. Alice Benton, Steve Arterburn, really glad you're with us. Come join us. We want to help you. Call us.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Yeah, we're back. Steve Arterburn here. Mark Cameron, Dr. Alice Benton. And as we were saying, I don't want to shock anybody. You may, not shocking, but could be. Life is hard. It's difficult. And, you know, a lot of times we tell people, come to Jesus and all those problems are going to be taken care of. Well, actually, they are. But it doesn't mean that we're not going through pain and struggle and suffering. And God uses all of that. But when you're going through it, you don't really care that he uses it because it's just painful. And if we can help you with that, we want to. And that's 1-800-229-3000. You call us. We give you some help. Or you come join us for a great weekend. We love our weekends. Emotional freedom is one of the best. And I think you'll be glad that you did. Now, if you think that you don't need it, then that's probably a pretty good indication that you do, because we live in this place of denial often. And if we don't think that we all, that we're struggling, then could be out and out denial and or just fear. We don't want to deal with something that we don't know how all that ends up. And, you know, sometimes people don't want to deal with something because they don't want to stir it up. They think it'll get worse. But that is not the case. So, Alice, tell us, give us two or three, and then you, Mark, maybe just a couple of indicators that somebody isn't totally emotionally free. What would that be?
If you rarely express emotion, maybe you can't access anger, you haven't cried in years, and laughter is difficult for you. Locked up emotion, inaccessible emotion, means that there's a block. And emotional freedom can help you figure out the block and then get past it, because we should be able to feel the full range of emotions and regularly experience those and other feelings. If you only have one primary emotion, if you only tend to feel angry, you only feel anxious, you're also not experiencing the range of emotions. Another sign that you should go. And the last one is, if you're apprehensive to talk about your past, you're apprehensive to allow tears to start to flow, it's not a healthy relationship with sadness, because grieving, processing what we've lost, how we've been hurt, helps us move forward. So all three of those are signs that you would benefit from the Emotional Freedom Workshop.
Very good. What do you think, Mark?
Yeah, and I'm thinking of the opposite end of the spectrum, what you're saying, Alice, because a lot of what you're talking about is not being in touch with your emotions. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking also people who are overly reactive. Mm-hmm. If you're very defensive, if you mistrust, if you're in denial, if your emotions are just on the surface, they just flow out. And you don't have this ability to be able to kind of manage them inside, that would be an indicator that you need to go, and we'll help you.
And, you know, if you can't manage your emotions, it's a lot, among other things, embarrassing, because you're inappropriate and you mm-hmm. stand out and you don't want to do that. Well, how about we go to the phones? And if you want to join us, 1-800-229-3000. And I want to talk to Holly. Hope that she's doing okay. We'll see. Holly, how are you today?
Well, today I'm good because the sunshine is out in Ohio.
All right. I love sunshine in Ohio because we're just kind of next door, and it impacts us over here in Indiana. But what's going on with you today, and how can we help?
Okay. I'm 54, and I think I've been hard on myself my entire life. My mother died in a car accident with me in the car. And I am just really hard on myself. Recently, I've been caring for an 88-year-old aunt who does not know the Lord in any way, shape, or form. And every time that I go, she mentions my weight. Now, I'm not grossly overweight, but I am. But I do go to the gym probably 5-6 times a week with my husband. And it's been a struggle. Recently, she put her hand on my thigh when we were driving, and she said, "When are you going to get rid of this heft?" And just, and the last time I was there, it was, oh, Holly, you're so heavy. You're, what's wrong with you? Your mother and father weren't like this. What's wrong with you? And who, I had,
who's saying this, okay, Holly? Who's saying this to you?
It's my aunt.
Your aunt.
Yeah.
Well, that's an aunt that I wouldn't want to be around, you know?
I know, but she's an atheist, and I feel like she lives 2 hours away.
Uh-huh.
I've been going to care for her just because she has nobody else. They have no kids.
Okay.
She has no one.
I get it.
But
okay.
I can't get rid of these negative things, and every day I think about the negative comments that were said to me. You know, where is your faith? You're just this kind of nurse. You're not that kind of nurse. You're just this kind of person. And I tend to ruminate on the negative part of things. So I'm ruminating on this negativity about this weight. And it's,
okay. Let me ask you this. Did I hear you say that you and your husband go to the gym 5 times a week, 4 or 5 times a week?
Yes. Yep, we do.
Okay.
Before work. Yep.
All right. Now, why would you have a weight problem if you're going to the gym that many times? Because that's a lot of exercise, and you can you can do a lot with yourself if that's the level of exercise that you're getting. So why do you think the weight's there in spite of, well, achieving an exercise level that a lot of people would love to be able to achieve?
Well, I think it's because we haven't been consistent with it starting January prior. Now, since January, the middle of January, we've been on a roll. We're going. We're having a good time. We're doing different things, and we're getting that exercise in. And the weight has, some of the weight has come off. I mean, my husband's lost like 20 pounds. I've lost like 15. But, I mean, we're kind of plateauing now. So it's a process, and we're giving ourselves like a year to 2 years to just kind of try to work through this, you know, and
okay.
we're eating better. But
all right. So I know I'm kind of focusing on the weight thing because, well, it's hard to be emotionally free if weight is there and you hate it and it doesn't seem to leave. So if I was walking around with you today and looking at what you eat in a day, what would I be pulling you over to the side of the sidewalk saying, hey, you know what? If you wouldn't eat that, this weight thing would be a lot easier. What would that food be? Just curious.
For today, it would be probably candy from the Easter basket.
Candy from Easter, you get a flyer on that. It's okay.
Okay.
Because it's Easter, it doesn't... but, you know, it's a really good point. If you... have all of these exceptions, see? Because if you have Easter as an exception, then there are other times where, well, I'm sad, and so I'm going to make an exception. But when it's not Easter, what would that food be that I might say, hey, that might be a good thing to think about, regulating or modulating or reducing? What would it be?
Yeah, for me, it's always been, it's not the stuff so much, because I don't care for junk food. We don't drink pop. We don't keep sweets in the house normally. It's the amount. If something tastes good, then I'm probably going to go back and have a second portion.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And that keeps my weight at what it is, and it's only when I really start counting every single thing and tracking it on an app that I start actually losing weight.
Yeah. Okay. So you like... having that second helping more than you like having loose pants, you could say.
That would probably be true. I have to be hyper-vigilant.
Yeah.
Because if I don't, then I will go back and have a second. So since January, we've been very focused to not do that. We've
really
done pretty good.
Good.
But I had this thing with my aunt, and now I feel terrible all over again.
Okay. Okay. Well, I want to encourage you to find a group to get involved with, and that will fix the weight thing. You're exercising. Okay. You're eating, you know, a little too big a portion because you go back for seconds. But I think if you found that support group, then you've got some motivation not to do the unhealthy stuff, but to come back each week and say, look, it's getting better and better. And, you know, you can start your own group. There is a life recovery workbook just for overeating, and it would really be great. There's a devotional for overeating. It'd be great if you had some people you were working with, and you can pick them, and so that you're all encouraging each other and confronting each other when there's a problem. That's what I would do, because you've got a lot of great healthy elements to this thing already in place. Mm-hmm. The fact that you and your husband exercise together, that's kind of cool right there. What are you thinking, either Mark or you, Alice? What do you guys think?
Holly, as you mentioned, losing your mom in such a horrible way. Yeah. How old were you, and what kind of structured help have you gotten for the trauma that you've been through?
Well, I was 10, 6 days away from 11. And I've been in and out of counseling for a lot of years, but I really did, 10 years ago, I really did 2 years of Christian counseling to rectify that. To try and, you know, it's never going to be figured out. I'm just thinking EMDR is what I'm probably going to have to do next, because that, I still feel it's with me almost every day.
The loss of your mom is with you every day.
I feel the trauma is.
Yes. And your brain is probably neurologically set to notice the negative things because, in part, what you went through with the loss of your mom. And so the amygdala, the part of the brain that helps handle emotions, can get stuck in the negativity that is truly happening in your life. So the passing of your mom and then these comments from your aunt, your brain is hyper aware of that. And then it sounds like it gets stuck in a pattern and gets stuck in a loop. It's fabulous that you've done so much counseling already, and you sound like you're aware that it's probably time to go back again. Personally, I'm in and out of counseling as well. And it's always a little demoralizing for me that, why do I have to go back? I've done so much work already. But new problems in our life arise, and it can often reawaken some of the past. And so getting that professional voice can help you handle what's going on with your aunt. And I would recommend a couple of things. If you haven't yet addressed those comments that she's making, if she's a somewhat reasonable person, I'd have you point out before she does it the next time, "God, I realize that I love helping you. It's hurtful when you make comments about my weight. And so I'd ask, would you please stop doing that?" See if she can reasonably accept that. Maybe she can, maybe she can't. If she cannot, then you might set a limit to say, "I notice you still keep making those comments. So when you make them, I got to warn you, I might have to take a little time off in between visits. My visits might be a little bit shorter because it just hurts my heart to hear that." So you can adjust how much you're engaged with her if she will not stop treating you that way.
Yeah, I agree. Mark, you have any thoughts?
Yeah, and I hear some of your struggle here, Holly, because you're talking about your aunt being an atheist, and I think you're wanting to, be this light that shines to her. But being a light that shines to someone also doesn't allow somebody to keep sinning against you. And so, I think what Alice is saying is a really healthy thing to do, to be able to point out something that is hurtful to you. Because, and in doing that, you modeled to her, you know, how to engage in a healthy relationship, and you set boundaries. Because if you don't do that, what's going to happen is she's going to continue to keep making these comments about your weight, and you'll continue to be feeling hurt about it afterwards. And then that's going to be a root for bitterness and resentment.
Yeah, so you just have to tell her, "I'm going to try not to point out how rude you are, and you try not pointing out anything about my weight, and I think we're going to really enjoy it." But actually, I would have a serious talk about, "I am here to help you. I want to help you, but I need your respect." And that respect plays out in not mentioning how I look or how much I weigh. Right?
Yep, I like it.
Can you have that kind of conversation with her?
I absolutely can. She's been very blunt with me my whole life, so I can absolutely have that.
Okay. Good for
and you.
You
can start that way. You've been very blunt with me. Mm. I'm going to be very blunt with you because I want to help you. 1-800-229-3000. I'm going to send you Loser for Life.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Mark Cameron, Dr. Alice Benton. You know, if you listened last week, Dr. Henry Cloud was on and talking about his brand new book, Trust. It's a good one. All of his stuff is so great. We love Henry. If you love Henry, you could go back and hear those programs. Or here's what you could do. You could support this ministry, a gift of any amount, and we will send you Trust. It's a great one. And too often, we're not trusting. We're wishing that the person is responsible or accountable. And we're just throwing ourselves at them, thinking, well, I'm just going to trust this person. That can be really stupid. Henry's book is comprehensive. And I wish, I have to get the subtitle for you. I don't have it right here in front of me. But the subtitle is approximately 3 pages long. And it covers all the different areas of trust. And if you want to help us, we'll send that to you. And it'll help you, our way of saying thank you. And that is 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's where you call to join the program, 1-800-229-3000. We're here for another hour and one half. Right now, we're going to go back to the phones, and I'm going to pick who it is we're going to pick. And I think it's going to be, let's see, who should that be? I'm wondering if Becky is still on, or do we?
Yeah, let's
think
go Becky's, with Becky. Yep.
Let's
Hi,
go with
Becky.
Becky. Hey, Becky. How are you?
Hello.
Hi.
I'm good. How are you guys?
Doing okay? Glad you're with us here today. And what in the world is going on with you today, Becky?
So I am just wondering if I should give my husband a second chance after he cheated on me with his ex, with the mother of his son, while he was away visiting her. And, like, yeah, I am just, I don't know, I left and I filed for divorce because he just wasn't really showing me anything, and I told him that I was leaving, and so I left, and now he's, like, sending me flowers and telling me he'll do anything and everything to repair it, and
All right, so here's the deal. Saying I'll do anything is different than doing anything. You see what I'm saying here?
Yeah.
He should be. Why don't you text him back or call him, whatever? Say, hey, let me know what you're doing.
Yeah.
So that I can trust.
Well,
that's not enough because, see, he had sex with somebody else. And when you have sex with somebody else, it's something beyond just sitting down with another person and talking about it. Is he going to a male or a female therapist?
A male.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to suggest this, that there is no evidence that you need to trust him at all. And and again, I would communicate with him, tell me what you're doing other than therapy, because you have a problem. You can't control yourself.
Becky,
don't know what you're doing.
Becky, how long have you been married?
2 years. I'm 30.
Mm. And you said your husband...
And it wasn't...
Go ahead.
I definitely had a moment of just like I was messaging the girl because I didn't trust what he was saying, and I found out that he was also like texting her this past year. So, like, the trust is just completely gone. And it's like when I, like, I saw him and I just feel, like, re-traumatized. And it's just, like, I just feel, yeah, like, and I feel bad for him. And I feel, like, yeah, it's just, it's, I don't know how to handle it.
Yeah. Did you say he was he was texting the person you were talking to, or he was texting
the mother of the son, so the person that he
Becky, do you two have any children together?
No.
So you're living separately, and there's a divorce in process, but it's not completed. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Because he is saying, as it's only words, and they may be somewhat empty words, but he's saying he'll do anything, and he's in therapy, I think there is a reason to continue to wait and see what's taking place. Because if he'll expand individual therapy into attending our Everyman's Battle, which is coming up May 13th, it's online, there are no excuses not to go. And Becky, if you'll get into the supportive help that you need as well, so that you have some guidance when you're trying to figure out to make these decisions, we highly recommend that you come to Restore, which is happening on June 10th, because it's so hard to make these decisions in isolation. What should I do? He's saying this, but he's doing that. And having a band of sisters around you to whom you can regularly turn for support and strength helps to clarify what to do in these tough decisions.
And when we come back, I want to talk to you about what to do if you can't go to Restore. Because maybe some other people are listening to this, you got the same situation, and you can't go. There are things that you can do, and here's the deal. It's not to inspire him to get better. That'd be great. But it's to know whether or not you have a genuinely safe person to go forward with. So we'll help you with that as soon as we get back from this break.
I was really living a very anxiety-filled life. I turned on New Life, and the topic that day was about anxiety. And just by listening, I got relief.
You can help New Life stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. When you sign up to support us monthly through Club New Life, we'll send you the new member thank you gift of the Life Recovery Bible Personal Size, the one-year Life Recovery Prayer Devotional, the New Life Journal, a New Life Pen and Highlighter, and a New Life Zippered Tote to hold it all. Plus, there are ongoing benefits like access to the Club New Life video library, the monthly Club New Life CD or download, quarterly resources, free shipping on purchased resources, and discounts on workshops. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Want to join us? 1-800-229-3000. A constant theme here is marital unfaithfulness and betrayal. And it's really important that we not settle for false hope or wishing or whatever, that we truly only move forward with those that are showing us a reason to move forward. Mark, what are you thinking here?
So Becky, I'm so sorry that this has happened to you, and I just kind of want to help you here understand what you might be feeling, because I hear that you're hurt by him, but then I think there's this part of you that's also wanting to draw close to him too. And it's when we get hurt by somebody, by a spouse who cheats on us, typically we feel this push-pull, because we want to get away from the person who's hurt us. But because that person generally tends to be our spouse is a person who we're designed to feel comfort and safety, and we also want to run toward them at the same time. And so it's this very confusing feeling that happens for us. It's this push-pull. And so Yeah, that you may be experiencing that right now. So I just want you to understand that if you are, that is a normal part of betrayal dynamics that you could be feeling this way. But what Steve, I think, and Alice are saying is that trust and safety, those are the bedrock of a relationship. And it's not on you to hold him accountable to make sure that he is safe for you again. It's on him to demonstrate to you that he is safe again through all of these other things that he may attend, going to therapy, going to a group. It's not just going to help just to apologize to you or send you flowers. It needs to be a deeper level of proving to happen for you.
And so a great question to ask when he says, okay, so can we go forward, whatever, why? Well, you just say, why would I want to do that? Where's the evidence? Tell me. I'm listening. Why should I? Why should I think about staying in this relationship with you? Alice, what do you think?
Well, Becky, I applaud the protective barriers that you have put in place, separating from him and starting the divorce, because it's the separation that sometimes motivates a perpetrator, like your husband, to start going to therapy and to stick with the process. And we see too many women go back too soon when he says the right words versus shows the right actions. So although I recommend that you wait and see, wait at a distance, you might even continue a legal separation process to further protect your heart and your finances. And what you want to hear from him, if he's really doing the work, is, I cannot be trusted. Don't trust me and don't trust my words. And you can take as long as you want until you start to trust me again. But rather, I'm going to get you in touch with my individual therapist who's going to tell you how and what I'm doing in therapy. I'm going to let you talk with my group therapist. I'm going to show you evidence of all the work I'm doing to become a man of character. You don't have to trust my words. I want you to look at my actions. And then taking responsibility for the ways that he has hurt you. Sorry is, of course, insufficient. But rather, this is what I've done again and again, and I've harmed you, and I've hurt our marriage. Those are words and actions that start to actually show some proof that there might be character change. Wait for that.
You can always tell him, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE, listen to what they say, and then call me back and tell me what they've told you you ought to do. Because you're asking me, what should I do? I'll do anything. What do they say would be helpful? And we can help. We help men all the time, help women all the time who are unfaithful pull this thing together.
Yeah, I encourage you, Becky, to attend Restore. Restore is really designed for this, just to walk you through the whole process of how to process your pain and how to find safety again. And you'll be surrounded by a group of other women who can help you and support you, who are going through pain too. But you know, we can help you if you haven't found a therapist or a counselor. You really do need somebody who is adept and skilled and knowledgeable in betrayal dynamics to take you through this.
Yeah. All right. I'm really glad that you called, and let me send you Henry's book, Trust. I think you'll appreciate that. And what did you say the person needed to be, Mark? What were those adjectives about being trustworthy? And can you remember those?
That I just said just now?
Yeah,
I've
just
got, like,
a couple of minutes.
Goldfish memory going on here.
Anyway, it was a description of Larry. So,
perfect. If you'd have just started with that, then I could have just flowed.
We've got a whole list we could say about how great Larry is.
Larry is in the studio, and so Larry, maybe we'll just go right to you.
Alrighty.
And tell us, in a trustworthy way, what we need to hear.
Well,
go ahead.
First, I wanted to share the two-page subtitle for Henry's book.
Oh, yeah, I've got it right here.
You got it? Okay.
Yeah, it's Trust, and here comes the subtitle. Knowing when to give it, when to withhold it, how to earn it, and how to fix it when it gets broken. That's it.
Yeah, it's good for anybody. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to talk first about people supporting New Life.
Okay.
And I want to read a bullet point testimonies, couple.
Okay.
We have always sought your support. You've heard me probably many times come on radio and do it. I try to do it as gently as I can, but as urgently when we need to. And we're at a very urgent time right now.
We are. Yep.
We are. Donations have fallen short for probably 6 months or more.
Yeah.
It's been a really difficult time, and we are actually considering and possibly dropping some stations to help help people see that they can still see the hear the program other than on radio, and we could save some donated dollars by not spending it on radio
broadcast.
But
we don't want to do it.
Exactly.
But and just, the only reason is just that the support in certain areas isn't strong.
Right. So I just wanted to just ask you to please take the plea seriously. We really need your help.
Yep.
And airtime is actually incredibly expensive. I always thought it was free or paid through the commercials, but for Christian radio, it's
really expensive
for New Life.
Yeah, it's our highest expense item. So anyway, just folks, please make a gift. We got the book we can give you. You can join Club New Life. There are books that you are given for that, for joining, and there's benefits that go with it. We're going to have a Zoom gathering just for Club New Life members in just a couple weeks on the 20th of April. So you could join us if you join that. But here's why. I mean, we're doing this emotional freedom workshop, and we asked somebody in one of our more recent workshops which main session was most impactful and why. And I want to give you four bullet point answers to that from different people. One person said, shame. It's always been a struggle in my life to think God is mad at me. I liked it when Steve said, God isn't a loving God. He is love. And then another person said, learning how and why I don't connect and how it's so vital to live an abundant life. Also, surrender was very helpful. I always heard I needed to surrender, but I didn't know how or what it meant. And then another said, the session on anxiety. Because my anxiety was high about attending this workshop, and two, because Steve was moving along. As Steve was moving along, I could feel the Lord revealing some things to me in relation to my past and the current struggles. And then the last one for now is, I love freedom from reactive living. When I'm triggered or in an argument, I tend to react rather than respond.
Yeah.
This only makes things worse.
Right.
So whatever your issue, folks, we got it covered. Steve and Chris and Jackie, they'll take care of it. And you got a group you can sit in, and it'll make a big difference. So,
and let me just mention this reactive living. You know, if you are reacting to everything that's negative, then you're at the mercy of people around you. Your emotions will only be positive and wonderful if people around you are positive and wonderful. But when they're not and you react, that's not emotional freedom. And what we want is you to be able to respond to God when something or someone says something that might cause someone else to react. We don't want to be that reactive person. We want to be the responsive person. So call us 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you want to be part of it. But also, if you could, maybe you could afford a scholarship for someone. Or just support us, and if you do, we'll send you Henry Cloud's book, Trust. Larry, what else do you have?
I think I want to say thank you. You know, it is tough times. The economy is kind of crazy. The inflation rate, banks failing, you know, the things that are going on. It wreaks fear in people's hearts.
People are dying. Let's see, what else could we, horrible thing could we,
well, I know.
Plague, you name it. But really, it is a negative time that impacts people that are reactive. And we don't want you to be reactive.
There you go.
We want you, in spite of it all, to trust God and help us by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Thank you for trusting us. Thank you for continuing to listen, attend workshops. It's all very helpful for you and for us. So thank you.
And this Saturday, we'll be right here with you, hopefully. 1-800-229-3000. We'll come back right after this break. Take more calls. We'll be here another hour and 15 minutes. 1-800-229-3000. We're grateful for people like Larry that work here and all the other folks that work so hard to help you. We just need help from you also.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here with Mark Cameron, Dr. Alice Benton. Your phone calls, as we said just a minute ago. Help us if you possibly can. And we're in the studio another hour and 15 minutes, so you come join us for that. But right now, I want to go to Z from Lindenwoitz, New Jersey. Is that the way you pronounce that town? How do you pronounce that?
Now Z? Z's up. There we go.
Lindenwald.
Well, I really messed that up, didn't I? Well, I don't want to mess it up with you. How could we help you today? What's going on?
Second time caller. I've been listening to you guys for years. Basically, I got married and was only married for like a year and a half. My husband divorced me. He was abusive. Part of the question is that I just keep feeling like maybe I didn't do enough to just stay in the marriage because I did leave after 10 months.
What was he doing that caused you to leave? What was that like?
He was screaming at me, cursing at me. Initially, he loved everything I did, and then he was jealous of everything I had or did.
Yeah.
You know, so I couldn't take the cursing because I grew up in a domestic violence home, and my father was known for screaming, and he used to beat my mother very badly. Yeah. But he hadn't hit me at that point. Well, he had pushed me in little things, but he hadn't been real physical with me. But then I couldn't take the cursing anymore. He was degrading me and devaluing me. So my counselor tells me I'm trauma bonded, and my question is, I want to get over this. I just can't take it.
Yeah.
I am tired of it. I'm tired of feeling bad and connected to him, even though he's not even talking to me anymore or anything, you know.
Let's talk about this. So he really mistreated you, and you did a responsible thing. You said, I'm not going to be treated like this anymore, right?
Right.
And so now, it doesn't really make sense to a lot of people that you would still be so obsessed with him, wanting things maybe to work out or change, or wanting him to say something that he's never said to you before. Now,
yes. Like,
I'm just going to ask you, like, to say that, right? Okay,
mm-hmm.
So you want something from him, right?
Yes.
And he's not giving it to you.
No.
Thus, that old saying, you can't get blood out of a turnip.
Yeah.
And here's the other thing. You can't get love and remorse out of an angry, abusive narcissist.
Z, are you still in contact with your ex-husband?
He won't talk to me.
Okay.
Well, he's upset because I exposed him to the neighbors because he told me that he told the neighbors I left. I have children from my previous marriage and my husband's deceased. But anyway, long story short, he got mad because I told the neighbors I did not leave him because of my children. That's what he told them. They're all grown adults with their own children. We're 72 and 73. Mm-hmm. We're not babies. That was the other thing.
Well, I'm glad you're not in contact with him, and I'm wondering if you're trying to make efforts to do so, because I was going to say the same thing to you, is that I think you're trauma-bonded, and one of my questions before you revealed it was going to ask you if you grew up in an abusive background, because what happens when we're trauma-bonded is we are in a relationship or we're in a home where there is love, but then there's also abuse that happens, and so what a trauma bond is something happens in the brain where we have cortisol, which is a stress-reducing hormone, which is one of the hormones that tells us to go into fight or flight, right? But then we also have oxytocin, which is the bonding hormone, and those two things are not really designed to work together. But when we get exposed to love and trauma and abuse at the same time, those two things wire together. And so what you do need to do is learn how to separate those two, where cortisol can really be for you an adaptive response for stress to tell you when you need to take a break and go find comfort, but not comfort from somebody who's an abuser.
Right. Somehow you have to say, this phone must not connect with him, which just keeps me connected mm-hmm. to him. It needs to connect with someone else. We'll help you with that, because I really do believe you need a specialist, like we're saying here, a specialist to separate you from all the things that you still want from him. You just don't want to continue with him, and then you can be free. But as long as you're still wanting something from him, you're really not free. So you hold on. We're going to help you here, and we're going to try to find that right counselor that could be the key to separation from all things him. And anybody listening, you know, it's predictable that this happens, you know, and you just can't move on. And if that's the case, we say you can move on. It just takes a different kind of help. Now, we'll be here for another program. 1-800-229-3000 is the phone number to call. But let me mention this. If you're a member of Club New Life, April the 20th at 5 o'clock Pacific time, we're doing one of our quarterly Zooms. We love these times of connecting with you. And if you're not a member of Club New Life, when you join, we send you 8 100-day devotionals. These are beautiful books, and they're on things like depression, anger, shame, anxiety, character, healing, and grace. And we want you to have those. Now, let me tell you about some of the things that we're doing, and this is what we love to do. Emotional Freedom is April 15th. That's this weekend. Then Every Man's Battle is also online. Very rarely is. But if you can't travel, you don't want to get out of your house, May 13th, Every Man's Battle is online. And Restore is online, June the 10th. Intimacy and Marriage is not online, but it's July the 28th in Washington, D.C. And it'll be a great, great time of healing for a lot of folks. This is what we love to do, these intensives, where we bring together the best communicators and then the best clinicians for these kinds of intensives on the weekend. And it is shocking how good things can get, how transformed people can be. It doesn't fix everything, but it puts you on a different trajectory than when you came. So you really, really ought to give it a shot and see what we can do.
We say it's about 6 months worth of regular couples therapy or individual therapy sessions packed into one weekend. It just launches you that far ahead in your healing journey.
And some of the therapists you're going to, it's like 2 years. All right. So here's a verse for you. Proverbs 3:7 says, "Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil." Now, what is that saying? It's saying, do the good things that God has prescribed for us. Think on the good things. And then, rather than just fall into this negative, evil stuff that Satan wants to get us into, how about we run from that? If your mind has a difficult time of cooperating with your life, you know, I wrote this book with Marcus Brotherton, Every Believer's Thought Life. And when we can be in control of our thought life, then our feelings and our actions are so much easier to deal with and to be healthy. So if you're struggling, that's a great resource for you right there. In the meantime, if you can help us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, Henry Cloud's book, Trust, is what we'll send you as a thank you. But we'd love for you to join us in the next program at this number, 1-800-229-3000. We'll see you over there.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.